Good morning, everyone. Today is Sunday morning. I have found that the most difficult, discouraging times in my life is the times when I can learn the most. Times when I've been down and discouraged and distraught, and the good Lord has brought me through those times, is when I can go back and learn from those times and hopefully prepare myself for the next onslaught of discouragement that might come into my life. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. The lowest points of my life have been the greatest teachers of my for the future in my life. Just about the time we think that we've got the world by the tail, so to speak, something comes along to prove otherwise, and it's just the nature of life, is it not? Life is full of disappointments. We have probably more disappointments than we do peak experiences. And people say, well, that's kind of negative. Well, my experience has been that I have far more disappointments in my life than I do mountaintop experiences. It's much easier to go downhill than uphill. The valleys are easy to accomplish because it takes no effort to be down in the valley. When you're climbing up the mountain, that's tough. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, oh fix me on it, mount of God's unchanging love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. He to save my soul from danger interposed his precious blood. O, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. Well, anyway, I want to encourage those who might be discouraged this morning, might be down in the valley, and just realize that the same God in the valley is the same God that's on the mountaintop. And if you're discouraged today, you know, realize that these discouragements are to bring about building in our character. Peter says that patience worketh virtue. You know, sometimes the most difficult things I've been through have been a teacher as to how to handle the next event that I would be facing. And I can look back at those events and say, well, the Lord helped me through that time. And if he got me through that time, he can get me through this time as well. The moon and stars shall lose their light. The sun shall sink in endless night. Both heaven and earth shall pass away. The works of nature all decay. But they that in the Lord confide and shelter in his wounded side shall see the danger overpass, stand every storm, and live at last. What Christ has said must be fulfilled. On this firm rock believers build. His word shall stand, his truth prevail, and not one jot or tittle fail. His word is this poor sinner's here. Believe on me and banish fear. Cease from your own works, bad or good, and wash your garments in my blood. Well, we have to rest in Christ, the solid rock, realizing all other ground is sinking sand. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.